Item number 12, from the Office of the Comptroller, an informational report giving an overview of the pension obligation notes issued in 2009 with an overview of the payout and replacement of the five-year anticipation notes with longer debt services. This is informational unless otherwise directed.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Pamela Bryan, Capital Finance Manager, Comptroller's Office, and I'm here with David Anderson from PFM, the county's financial advisor. Just to give you a brief summary before the PowerPoint, we're before you with an informational report to precede an action item in September to do a refinancing of $135 million of the pension obligation bonds. This is in keeping with the plan that was proposed and brought before you in 2009. The county issued about $400 million in pension obligation bonds to refund an unfunded liability that was stated, I believe, as of January of 2008. Initially, it was going to be appropriation bonds. The market responded lukewarm to moving forward with appropriation bonds, so we issued general obligation bonds for about $265 million over a 20-year period, and then $135 million for a five-year period. The reason why it was structured that way was because general obligation bonds can only go 20 years, and their amortization schedule was 25. So in order to match it up, you had to piece it in that manner. The $135 million was always intended to be refunded. It was, again, a five-year anticipation note with $135 million in that fifth year. We're coming upon the due date for that fifth year in 2013, so now it's time to look at doing the refinancing of that. And basically the PowerPoint kind of walks through a little bit of history on the POB and then go into the financing. So I'll turn it over to Mr. Anderson at this point.
Thank you, Pam. Mr. Chairman, committee members. Pam just did a great job of summarizing. This is just going to elaborate on it, so I don't know how much more you're going to get by going through the PowerPoint presentation. So what, as Pam said, what we're trying to do today is set a background of what we did in 2009, what the original plan of finance was, and what potential modifications could occur to that plan based on the workings of the pension obligation work group. Initially in 2009, we issued them with four beneficial reasons. There's going to be budgetary savings. You get certainty in your pension payments because you get more level payment schedule. You reduce your unfunded liability and you take a step towards addressing your structural deficit. And when we talk about unfunded liability, what that means is that your pension fund owed more to the retirees than what you had on hand. So at the time of 2008, you had about $2 billion that you owed existing and future employees for the retirement, but you had about $1.6 billion on hand, so the $400 million was intended to plug that gap. Before we even got to issuing POBs, the county spent years evaluating that process, and that careful approach really benefited the county in a number of ways. You had time to get the state law adjusted to maybe provide some more flexibility to you. You had the creation of a pension obligation work group that thoroughly vetted every aspect of the program. They looked for best practices and before they came up with a recommendation. And finally, market conditions improved for both issuing the bonds, but more importantly, for giving the money to the pension fund to invest. If you recall, at that time, the stock market was extremely low, and the pension fund was able to invest in that better environment. Before you issued the pension obligation bonds, and if you hadn't, you would have been paying off the schedule based on an actuarial schedule, and that assumed an 8% interest rate. So what was happening is that they provide a schedule that over a 30-year period, you're about 5 years into it, that each and every year your payment for your pension had to go up. So each year you started your budget out with kind of in a hole just for this one line item. Also, because of that 8% rate, you weren't making any progress toward that $400 million gap. In fact, over a 10-year period, that gap would grow from $400 to $600 million. So you had a combination of increasing payments and increasing gap in your liability. The graph on page 6 just shows the first 10 years of the comparison between the UAAL amortization and what your pension service debt service looked like. As you can see, the red amortization was going up each year, so we were going from about $25 million in 2009. By 2018, it would be a $44 million line item in your budget, and it was just going nowhere but up after that. When the pension bonds were issued, then you provided the option of taking a level payment schedule, and you can see that that level would plan to go out for the entire duration. Now, as Pam mentioned, we addressed the $400 million liability that was there as of January 1, 2008, and we wanted to have that 25-year amortization. In order to get the amortization under state law says if you're going to issue permanent financing with general obligation debt, you have to make your payments within a 20-year period. So we did as much as we could with permanent financing, and we had to do some with temporary financing. The permanent financing was for $265 million. It was locked in, fixed rate, level payments for 20 years, from 2010 to 2028. So the last payment on that debt goes until 2028. The interim financing was for $135 million, and that comes due on December 1st, 2013. The intent all along was that you would refinance that and pay interest only until 2029, and in 2029, 30, 31, 32, 33, that's when you'd pay the principal on this debt. So after the permanent financing debt ended in 2028, you'd pay the principal on that, and that's how you got to a level 25-year period. Mm-hmm. It's shown on page 11 of your handout, which you can see that the peak there is the bond anticipation notes, the temporary financing that was issued. You're intending to take it out, and you can see that the combined payments are for a level 25 years.
Mr. Chairman?
Supervisor Lipscomb.
Thank you. If I can, because of that chart and showing the level payment, with what's being proposed or what's anticipated with the rate actually going up on the issue two, predicted or projected that way, will we continue to see the level payments that were projected, or are we going to have $1 million increase if we're refining the 135, right? In the report it's projected at 6.5, whereas our current five-year notes are at 5.5, so another percent on $135 million.
No, the projection here was always, yes, you're able to save a little bit of money in the early years. The projection is always planned on a 6.5. That level payment assumes a 6.5.
That model assumes 6.5.
So yes, it does.
So the initial five-year notes, the anticipation notes that we had, we got them at a better rate than what we had modeled it at, because those were at 5.5.
We did, but part of during the process where there were some adjustments made. So because that was a little bit lower, we paid a little bit more principal on the permanent financing during that time in order to keep that level payment schedule over the 25 years. So there were some adjustments made in the early part. So your payments will not go up at all, even if the interest rate is at 6.5%.
Mr. Chairman, may I also add, when we initially put the proposal together, 6.5% was our benchmark, so that's why we're using it as a part of the forecast right now. Notes are, because they're five-year notes, they have a lower interest rate, but you're also in a lower interest rate environment now compared to where you were in 2009. So obviously we have to go through the analysis, but there's a chance that your rate's going to be lower, not what you were anticipating as a part of the 6.5 performance.
Okay, I guess that gets to the heart of because before I saw that was my expectation. I was saying, well, if we did this in 9 in the credit crunch, I mean, it was a great time to get into the market, but it was a terrible time to try to borrow. Where do we think we're going to, I mean, if we were going out today, what do we think we would get?
We'll get to that in a minute in another slide here, because I think
you're asking
a perfect question, and it gets to the crux of why we're thinking about coming here sooner than that December 1st, 2013 date. And you're asking the perfect question for that, but it requires maybe a little bit more than one interest rate number answer. As a follow-up, as you know, the interest rates have declined since that time, so the pension obligation work group is saying, okay, how should we address the plan given the new lower historic interest rate environment? So that requires to look at two things related to the existing plan, the timing of the refunding, moving ahead of the December 1st, 2013 date, and also the debt structure, how you're going to repay the debt. Both those go hand in hand, and we need to look at both of those. In terms of if we go ahead now, obviously you're able to lock into an interest rate lower than that 6.5 that our planning model has always been based on. That's no doubt about that. You can also eliminate the risk that interest rates will go up between now and December 1 of 2013. And finally, you can maybe pick your timing a little bit better. If, for example, you decided, yes, we want to go ahead and we want to do this in December and the market all crunched up, you wouldn't be forced to do it. You could delay it and pick a better time. Where if you waited until December 1st, 2013, you wouldn't have the luxury of that. So there's a lot of good reasons for thinking about moving ahead of the original game plan in terms of timing. But as you'll recall, if we're going to do that, we cannot have the existing plan because the existing plan goes to 2033, the end of the 20 years. So if we move it ahead a year, we have to say, what are we going to do? We cannot keep that payment schedule the same because we would have an extra year. So the good news is, with the lower interest rate environment, it's possible that you could keep your level payments, pay more principal, and less interest. And that's what this graph shows, that based on your existing plan, they both amounts there at the 6.5%, you'll see that growing across. Today's rates would be probably 4.5% or less. And what that means is that you'll be able to take that interest savings, apply it towards principal to pay off your debt sooner. And the pension obligation work group is working right now to try and see what kind of optimal structure they would like to recommend to address both, you know, timing and the debt structure that would be required if the timing goes ahead.
Supervisor Lipscomb, do you have any more questions on this particular item? Because Supervisor Schmidt has a follow-up.
No, that's okay. Thank you.
Well, I've been on this wavelength for a while, and when we did the 2009 refinancing, and by the way, just a background is important again here, I think we had proposals 5 and 6. We had several proposals in front of this board, by the way, in the past, and they weren't very good proposals, and we didn't vote for them. There are a lot of things we've done and stopped that people forget about that we've really done, I think, a very good job in the board. I take a lot of pride in this and our board, because this is big money, and this is, you know, this is paying for the pension because of all the perfect storms about less interest rates and these becoming due, et cetera, all the things we went through. It was absolutely necessary to do some kind of POBs. But as you say in your, you know, potential modification of the plan, which I think is a good plan, by the way, need to do, okay, is that the key issues to consider revising the original financing plan are timing and debt structure. Well, what else is new? Those are always the biggies, timing and debt structure. Timing, we waited and waited correctly, and it was the board initiative and thanks to our staff and the usual suspects here that we did it at the right time. Timing is absolutely crucial, especially in big bonding here, and that's why we have to do what we're doing right now. But you know, you say you've got some coming in September, but looking to the future, now, you know, we just did last month, we took $5 million for debt restructuring. You're talking about timing and debt restructuring. You know how important that is again. And this is, I think, very relevant to those possibilities going forward. Because of this large debt we have and the necessary way we put it over years to be able to do this, you know, we took another $2.3 million at the chairman of the board's direction and the committee chairs, and I think that was a great thing to look at. But I was the only one at that time on the board floor who asked. I said, well, isn't there somewhere else we can use another $2 million to look at, and with the controller's office coming into here, with respect for what we did, because I think it was good, but I did bring up the question, shouldn't the comptroller be looking at our overall finances and where another $2 million could be used to really gain a lot of savings? Now, we're going to save $445,000 from what we did last month. Everybody remember that? We restructured our state obligation, a couple bonds. It seems to me, very logically and very easily, you got these you know, significant amounts in the POBs. That's what we should be looking for savings. You know, you can go over 20 years of debt restructuring and interest rates and get a lot more bang for our buck than $445,000 savings, which isn't insignificant at all. It was a good move. But I did ask during that the plan, and I eventually voted for it. We're not going to look at $445,000 in the face and say we're not going to do something. But I think there is a lot more potential out there, specifically in this area of POBs. And again, we're talking about substantially lower interest rates than anticipated original plan. We've got to constantly look at that. Timing and debt structure indeed is everything. And maybe that's what you're coming in September, and you should be coming with us if we can save millions of dollars rather than $445,000, with all due respect. That's my comments, and that's my question. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, just to add to that, a part of the normal process of managing debt is looking at refunding opportunities. And in addition to the pension obligation refunding, we are looking at our normal, what we refer to as our normal GO debt that we issue. Actually, as a part of the RFP, we included that in there to look at that. So it's a part of the normal process of managing debt that you're looking at refunding opportunities, just so you know.
Well, I would think that would be your priority indeed,
yes.
Especially when you're looking at a budget and looking at this. I mean, the board did find some monies to, I'm sure, staff has been always very good for us during finance and always appreciated their work and looking for savings for us. But again, you have the larger picture and the larger responsibility now with the new comptroller, of course, selling into his job and looking at the, I know he's familiar, he's done these kinds of things before and helped us. And I'd be anxious to see what's coming forward. Thank you.
Please continue.
Okay. That was the last slide.
That's all you have? Okay. Any other questions then?
I'll wait for September.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much.